Mishnah said, "I'm Tamach Mitzrayim Becharos Vechem Halach." Mishnah Shneim Ratzon Zig Zeh Shneim Peturim. So we have Machleik is what's the case of Shneim Ratzim? Viziko Zeh Rashi means Husku. Could name by Shneim Beshus and Shneim Shloim Beshus. Zivu zeh as chayev, husku zeh as pturim, it's Rashi, and many other shaynim, lav dafka mishnah. Taisvirat said that the mishnah is talking about, like the mishnah before, and zeh bav chavisah, zeh bav kerasai, and therefore, the din is, that even Ezekiel, even if it's Yidayim, still Yipater, and that, the two Svaras. One Svar is Svar of Rashi and Taisvas, and Mugi Yosef, Zebov, saying that's the case over here, by Shnei Rotsin, it's also connected each other, across one the other. And the svar is because the nizik is part of the is part of the hezik, and the way that's what Rashi Taisa said before, and the megaitziv that's what the Gaon calls from the Ramah that's why they're part there. And megaitziv took it to a place where he called it that Mamela blacked Husku. The fact that he was involved in Hezek makes it Husku. What's not Beferish is, we have to figure out what's going on in the case of Echad Ratz Echad Malach. What is that talking about? So the Gemara says, let's see the Gemara. Masnis and Lakis Ben Yehuda, the Sanyas is Ben Yehuda, and Ratz. I'm a rotz chayev. The Mishnah says, "Echad rotz vechem halach." Shneim peturim. This Mishnah says, "No, the rotz is chayev." Alright, we just said that our mission is not going to be Yudah. Our mission says, "Echad rotz vechem halach is potter." Mirchah Paschas HaMishnah, so you can't Paschas HaMishnah, and also Paschim HaYizim in Yudah, when the Mishnah is HaYizim in Yudah. And the Gemara, but it's in Be'er Shabbos, and the Shemashas. Mishnah is Be'er Shabbos, and the Shemashas. And what means the right to that? How do we know that? Mekoni Yoshua Yishneim Ratzim Peturim. Hasul Amali. Hashe Echad Ratz Vechem Halach Pater, Yishneim Ratzim and Boi. What do we need two cases for? In one case of Echad Ratz Vechem Halach. And then, not only does it echad rotz vechem halachi potter, also potter by shneim rotzim mishkayach. It's more pashit. How am I? Zagvash yisulamuli hash echad rotz vechem halach derech shina. The rotz shina halach lo shina potter shneim rotzim boy. Elach kam echad rotz vechem halach potter men verum ber shabbos men shmoshes. Abachol echad rotz vechem halach chayim. Which name Ratzim? Afil B'chol Peturim. So the way the Gemara sets up the Mishnah, the two cases of the Mishnah, Echad Ratz Echad Malach is talking about Erev Shabbos, where it's Bershus, where the Ratz is Bershus. Shein Kein. Which name Ratzim is talking about Miyayim Chol. Miyayim Chol is only part of which name Ratzim. Echad Ratz Echad Malach, like Yisim and Yehuda, Yechai. So, the question over here is, like this. So when we say that an Erev Shabbos, Meshmashas, Echad Ratz, Echad Halach, is Pater, is Bershus. So now, if you look at the Mugi Yosef, Megaisis says something very interesting. don't know if you were officially told to do this part of Mekesef. I'm not sure. But the Mekesef, they're maskal. Shurot Bershus. Letzarech HaMitzvah. Says the Mekesef, the boy of the Mizvah and Tzarech HaShabbos. What's the Mitzvah of running Erev Shabbos? You have to buy by challah, by liver, by salad, etc. Pitzuchim. M'shemachi, I didn't need you to add to my shopping list. M'shemachi, Masha Hoya B'chol, M'shune, B'erev Shabbos u'B'shos. So although Eastman Yehuda says that B'chol is also because you're M'shana, Erev Shabbos u'B'shos, M'kain, now, if you'd ask me, if I would ask you, on Erev Shabbos, that's Birshus. Right? So why are you potter?
Other people should know that people are running.
Right, we have Gemara and Chesed and Beis. We've been going back to that Gemara. Shneim b'shus, v'shneim shloi b'shus. Yeah? Eziku, zeze. T'chayovim, huskuz p'turim. Yeah? So, when you talk about our Mishnah, we said before, the stup shatim. Is it Mishnah talking about huzku? By the case of shneim ratzim, in Sefer. Is it huzku? Name was Pashit. If it's Eziku, then you have to, we explain that it's like, you have to say it's Zel Krazet. That's what we said. Right? It's like Zeba Bechavisa, Zeba Kairasa. So now, what about the ratio? The case of Anerv Shabbos, is it talking about where it was Husku? Will Rashi also say it's talking about Husku? Or is it even Heziku? And if it's Ezekiel, why are you potter? So you could say simply, again, because the Sefer says, Shneim Ratzim, you're potter, right? So, theoretically, right, what we would say is, listen carefully, everybody, say, the Echad Ratz, the Echad Mahaloch, the Erev Shabbos, is tantamount to Shneim Ratzim. Because then it's Shneim Bishus. We have a dinner to say for. That is no discussion. There is a discussion. The case, Shneim Ratzim, right? It's Shneim Shloi Bishus, right? Shneim Ratzim is even Bechol Shloi Bishus. Shneim Shloi Bishus. So either the only reason why you potter is because it's Husku, or you potter because it's Zeb Lekrazet, Zeb Bechavisai, Zeb Bekarasa, he's part of that Hezek, right? Those are two ways to explain the Sefer. So now, what happens by Echad Ratz Vech Malach, where the Ratz is, even the Ratz is Bishus? So now, Pashas, you would say, okay, it's a case of Shneim Bishus. What's the Shneim Bishus? The same thing as Shneim Shloi Bishus. So the same dilemma we have in the Sefer, right? Why you potter, which we've dealt with, and we said it over again today, right? L'chayra, we would say the same thing as on the Reisha. It was all the Rots Bershus did was to make it the Shneim Bershus. Now what's the Shneim Bershus? Either will say it's Tugman Husku, like Rashi. You know, we asked Rashi, why are you parting the Reisha? So Rashi might just tell me, this is the same reason why you parting the Sefer. Because Shneim Bishus, Shneim Shalai Bishus, Husku Pater. And if you ask the other Rishonim, why you Pater? They'll say, same reason why Bishneim Ratzim. Because it's Shneim Ratzim, Shalai Bishus. I Ezekiel, why you potter by Ezekiel? It's like Zeba Bekarasa, Zeba Bechavisa. and there the nizik was involved in damage. Oh, I forgot to say all this of Taisus Rid, and Taisus Rid, and well, Tom Brand Tom, because he should have been more careful, right? He should have been the guy's coming opposite you. He bought the Leonai, that's why you potter. So we have two svaras why you potter. But Chayra, all Shneim Rots, all Rots Bershus does is to make it that it's not a case of one Bershus and one Shalai Bershus. And which then Yechayim, even by Huska Yechayim. Right? So whatever I learn to say, the Chayra should be the same thing in the Resha. That's what I would have said. All the Erev Shabbos is doing for me is to elevate it to a situation where they're on par. The one guy rots and the one guy's not rots. They're both bishos. That's all we're doing. So that's really the same thing as Seifa. That's what I would have said. Okay. So then my question is not a question. Whatever the case in the Seif is, whatever the lumdis in the Seif is, that same case in the same lumdis is going to be by Echad Rots v'Echad Mahalach. That would be the simple reading of the Mishnah. Now, I don't need any new svaras that Tuvi is trying to shtup on us over there.
People say it also.
What?
People say it.
Who says it?
I saw me two places today.
Who? Tell me.
Achraim
or Shainim? Remember. Okay, fine. Say it. Fine. Now, then, I'm looking at the Muki Yosef. And let's read the Mugayis together, by say. Shehu rots b'shus. Letzarech mitzvah debayin l'mizm etzarech ha-shabbos v'shemachi mashahai b'chol m'shuna b'ev shabbos hu b'shus. Now, so far so good. V'mkein lo'yishna ma'alchim zel krasze o'yizahache zel pturim. Im Cain, since it's Bershus, so it doesn't make a difference if it's Zeh L'Krazeh or Zeh Acherzeh. Aval, Shneim Rotzim, the Pturim B'chol Mishim Devayu Kedadi, Loishna Bershus, Oishaloi Bershus, Kedam Mara. If Shneim Bershus in the Sefer, Shneim Rotzim, where this is good old Gemara and Mamchesim Bey, Shneim Bershus, Shneim Shaloi Bershus, Eziku, etc. Im kain ikel lefluke kidepalginon gabi zeba b'chavisa zeba karasa b'yam halchan zeba l'krasa l'krasa l'izachrasa l'mirachrein l'mirishon. Says the Mukiyah. So in the seifa, he's learning. Yeah, that shneim rotzim is really like the Mishnah before of zeba b'karasa zeba b'chavisa, and the reason why he potter is. Because, like McGrady explained before, because he was part of the hazard. Now that's the story in the Sefer. Memela, it's not going to be when one is when you know, like the case over there, Zebah B'Chavos, they're going opposite each other. Yeah. So Mr. McGrady is being Mashmain came there in the case of Echad Rotz v'Echad Mahalach. Then McGrady says, since it's Pershos, yeah. So then, even if it's one after the other, still he's potter. That means, even if the guy that's running, yeah, is behind the guy that's walking, and he rams him, and he damages him, he'll be potter. Why? Because it's Bershus. So what's your name, Bershus? What's the Mishnah in Bershus? What's the Mishnah Bishos? Ezekiel Ze Chayev. Husku Ze Potter. So this is Ezekiel or it's Husku? Was the Nizik involved in the Hezek? Thank you.
No.
Thank you. So this is why you Potter? Why you Potter Mugayasev? Just like matter of factly, just says you Potter. So it's very strange because all he did was say it's Bershus. Bershus name Bershus. So what, like, he just, you know, he doesn't give you the time of day, Bechal. Nothing. So one svara you could say is Tovi Svara. Okay? That, in other words, that maybe is a special svara. No, it's similar, okay? It's similar to the svara of Tesis Rid, Tam Ren Tam. And I want to add the Rimul Nil. Maybe that's what you saw this morning. Shita brings down the Rimul Nil, Dafkanar Sugya. Okay? And explaining this halacha of Bershus, of Rani Arab Shabbos. Yeah? So the Rimul Nil. Neshita, Rabbi Yehinesin, Rabbi Nil. So if someone shouldn't come out and say, who's the Rimo Nil? We only found Rabbi Yehinesin. We didn't find the Rimo Nil. So Rabbi Yehinesin is the Rimo Nil. Now you know. So Rabbi Yehinesin says, Alechad Ratz Vecha Malach, Mitzig Ratz Mashalm Elishalm, Mashmash, no, sorry. Here. Haki Perusha, Avgav Shurotz, Vishus Arabim, Nirim Mishuna, Ain Derech Loretz, Since it's a derech to run, right? Therefore, we say that people got to be aware. You got to watch out. There are crazy people running around. So, Mela, you have to be on your guard 100%. So Fize. So it could be. This is similar to the svara of the. That's the way Taisus learns the whole din of Chavis. With the Kaira, that you should watch yourself and protect yourself. But it sounds like God in the Rimul Nil that he's saying it is Svara Mesuyim over here. Svara Mesuyim and Erev Shabbos. Okay, Svara Mesuyim and Erev Shabbos. Because it's a time that people are running. So Mela Al Nizik Arachas Atzmai. So Kubi. That's what the Nemukhi Yosef means. Again, he doesn't tell us anything, but he tells halacha, which wasn't necessarily mukhaf from the Gemara, because he says that by an Erev Shabbos, we don't need the requirement of zek lekra zeh is not necessary. Even zeh acher zeh, you're also going to be pater. Even though it's Shnei B'Shus, the din is Zikus as Pat, is Chayim. So, he doesn't explain why. Maybe he means, this is what Tufi said right away, maybe he means like Rimul Nil. Maybe he means like Rimul Nil. And on Erev Shabbos, there's a Bezunder Svara. And Erev Shabbos is a special Svara that you have to be aware. And it made all Nizik, Laharach, Dafkan Erev Shabbos. Because it's a time when people are running. Lefizet. Right? Lefizet's Pashit. Yeah? That it's Dafka Erev Shabbos. It's Dafka running Erev Shabbos. But let's say you're running for a different mitzvah. What about you running for a different mitzvah? So the Chayit Pashi Bechayiv, if he's there. Chayit Pashi Bechayiv. Now, which we'll see, right, that might not be Pashi in all the Rishayim. Okay, but Lefi, just reading this Mukhi Yosef, if the husband Mukhi Yosef is like the Rimul Nil, then L'chair it's Pashit, that's not Erev Shabbos. Now, and Taka, the Hemshech of Mukhi Yosef, right, would shtim with that, because afterwards Mukhi Yosef brings down the Ramah. The Hadar Batunim Erev Shabbos, Hanei Mili Hechadik L'meimah, the Rod L'tzarech HaShabbos, V'afilu B'stam L'tzarech HaShabbos, Danin Olei. The Zilbas Aruba. The Bais the Tani Stama Potter. Hachi Mashma. Afilu Enoke Midi Biyadei. Neboi Lameimar. Esarat and Raftem. Lameimar Pana Biyadim Raglov. The Shnui Kasusei. There's a lot of things to do. Even though he's not carrying anything. Right? There's a lot of things you got to do. You have to wash your face. You have to change your clothes. You got to make sure that everything was taken off. There's a lot to do on Erev Shabbos. So Mela, the Stama, we say he's running for Tzarech Erev Shabbos.
So what's the Tzarech Erev Shabbos?
One second. Mibar alon the loyra da l'sharetz rachav l'shaych by an tzarich shabbos kevachol dam mivachayim. So we see in him that he says that it has to be nicker, right? That you're doing it or stam at least we say it's very shabbos, except when it was if it's nicker otherwise. But the bottom we see from him that the pshat is it has to be it, the stamos is. That the stomach is that you're running for Shabbos. But Meilos al Gadit says running to Shul because he's late to davening. Yeah? Or guy's running home to light Chanukah Licht because he wants to make it by Shkia. So they got a Yesh Lod, maybe Erev Chanukah. And it's surely so people are mocked by the Shkia. What?
Isn't that also people?
Maybe. So I'm saying maybe Erev Shabbos might be different. You know, that's very, but other running, it's not a guy stop running because he's late to shul. So there's no svara that everyone al nizik l'harkir satsmai. So then the chayitz pashin l'fin muki yisif, and that's the way from the beginning muki yisif and the hemshich muki yisif that would clearly come out from muki yisif. So you ask a question? No.
Maybe we say a lot ago that where people are pouring lots of water into rishis rather. They have
a
rishis, but they're still
going to
be
chayv. Oh, okay, so that's a good question. It's not a general question on the sugya.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
that's a question on the sugya. It's a question without his answer. The question on the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's a good question. The Gemara says that on Erev Shabbos, there's a hat that's brishus. So the question is, so Ben's asking, what do you mean? We had the Gemara before, that even though it's Bereshus, doesn't mean that you're not Pater. Even though it's Bereshus, you're still responsible.
So wouldn't the Rehumanil answer it also?
One second. It's a general question. The Gemara and the Miri asked that question. Okay?
That's probably where I saw it. I think your Miri showed it this morning.
Uh-huh. So Miri asked this question. The Miri asked the question that what are we telling me is a heter of Bishus? Aye, the heter of Bishus is not a reason to pater you. So rather the Miri is very sosum in his teretz. This is not what you're talking about. I hope not. The Miri is very sosum. What is the Miri's answer? Let's read it again. Dover zeh kach pirusha shirotz birshus v'chein darkai. The ain sham shinoi klal. So, what's he saying? He's saying in the case over there, that flamid when you made to the zevil, that's doing something which is not which out of the ordinary. Not you doing something which is not the regular things you're supposed to be doing in the Shisarabba. Elamai, we gave you a heter to do it. So we gave you a heter. It's a limited heter. We'll let you do it, but you gotta watch. You gotta make sure if something happens, you're responsible. But over here he's saying, you're not doing anything that's out of the ordinary. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Now,
it is out of the ordinary, just since everybody.
No, so he's saying it's not out of the ordinary. For now, it's not out of the ordinary. What's called ordinary is totally in the time, it's totally in the place. Certain things they do in certain places would be considered ordinary. They do those in other places, not ordinary. And time would be the same thing. So, you don't have to go into any details. And we can use their imagination. The kids are... Now, the child is, though, but fine. So he's saying that the sign is that it's not just... You know, that halach he's saying is when you're doing something that you're not supposed to be doing, you'd be doing your birshus. We gave you a special heter to do it, so that heter is limited and you're chayef for it. But if you're doing something which is birshus, right? You're doing something which is birshus, so then it's mutter. He doesn't say what the yisayid of a heter is. Right? He doesn't say what the yisayid of a heter is. maybe means like the Rimlinil, I don't know. And I mean, he doesn't say what the Isai had. He doesn't say what the Isai has. He's like, fine, wonderful. Now that I'm doing something totally that's ordinary, right? I'm doing what I should be doing. Okay, but Saif Kasaif. Saif Kasaif, you damage someone, right? Shnei Bershus, right? What's the name of Shnei Bershus? Ezekiel says, that's Chayiv. So who cares? So it's Bershus, meaning Shnei Bershus means you're doing something that's very ordinary, right? So what's this? What's this svar over here? You know, unless he means like the Rambam, but I don't think he goes to the Rambam. Meaning the Rambam Shita that when it's Bershus, there's no din about Mul Oilam. So we explain because you know it's not a Ma'aseh Ma'aseh B'chal because you're doing it. You're not missing a ma'aseh mazik. Chazanish explained, because you're doing regular normal activity, that's not a ma'aseh mazik. That was never said the din about the mu'ul ha'ilam. But he doesn't sound like going to Rambam. So I don't know, the Miri takes me to a point, but he doesn't explain it, what the Yisrael Ptur is. He just says that it's different than over there. I understand the chiluk of the Miri very well. That over there you're doing something which you're not supposed to be doing, but they gave you a heter to do it. Here you're doing something that's regular, normal activity. But what's the Yisrael Ptur Miri doesn't say? Now, what Tuvi said before is a chara good svara. What Tuvi wanted to say, if I cared. Now, the feed the Rima Lanil, you can answer the Miri's question. That since we're talking about Erev Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, this is what's generally everyone's doing this, everyone's running, so you have to be extra careful. So therefore, if you're not careful, then you're Peshaya. There's this Peshias and Isaac. Because since this is the situation, you have to be careful. The fact that they allowed, you know, a guy here, a guy there, to put his zevel and just rob him, that doesn't create a situation where it's, you know, there's a general matziv of chaos where it's on the nizel and that's why maybe you don't have that over there. So that would be maybe I think a very good teretz to answer the Miri's question. Okay, that's, we got off on a tangent, not such a tangent, but a little tangent. So now, back to what we were talking about in Mugi Yosef. Mugi Yosef, we said, well, Zicha hold that it's Dafter of Shabbos and not any other mitzvahs. Now, what's Taka, what is the Shita of the other Rishayim on this Nakuda? So, the Mordechai over here says that I meet an argument. My days we use the benchmarks, shapat, information, raspashos. The dafka, oisa mitzvah, the benashmashes, the ainloy shahis, al bishar mitzvahs, when loras the bezakneses. The base of Medrash to be Eishle Pnai im Hizachayim. Says Mugi Yosef that the heter of our Gemara is Dafka Erev Shabbos Benish Mashas. The English shows you don't have time, so that's why you have to run. But he says though, for other mitzvahs like running to shul, where you have time, you don't have to run. So therefore, there's no p'tur. Now,
the whole thing is based off having time.
What?
The whole thing is based off
having
time.
Right.
So you're late for
sure. Oh, very good, very good, excellent. So, Chayr, I was thinking, let's say the guy is running to shir, he's ready 5 minutes late to shir. And he doesn't want his rabbi to scream at him, make some snide remark when he walks in. So therefore, why? Mother's out. Why is it looking at you? Anyway, so he's running, right? So he's running to shul. He's running to shul because it's late. Miss Man Krishma, whatever it is, Matfila. So what would be the din l'fini mukiyaisiv? I would say in b'chayi gavne it's mutter. B'chayi gavne it's a heter. You have right to run. He says the only reason why not because it's mortified. The only reason. Okay, so who said you should be late for Friday?
Not being late, we're saying you have limited time to do all the things.
Why? He's saying it's Benish Moshe, it's right before Shabbat, right? You had the whole morning, from the morning, you had 10 hours to do all that you had to do.
What are the things you have to do for Shabbos, only for Shabbos?
Okay, so you had hours to do it.
Friday's not that long.
He doesn't say. He says, "Wait." He says, "Hello." Hello. I heard you. What does he say though? Dafka Eisa Mitzvah the Bein Hashmashes. The Mordechai is stressing the fact that we're talking about Bein Hashmashes over here. Again, he says Ben Hashmashes. He seems to be stressing the fact that it's Ben Hashmashes behind him. Even though Chayra, you have to say it doesn't mean Ben Hashmashes Mamish. Because, for example, the same Rimel Anil over there asked the Kasha, if it's Ben Hashmashes, then what do you do in Ben Hashmashes? If it's already Ben Hashmashes, it's after Shkia, between Shkia and Seis, so you can't do Moch anyway. So what are you doing exactly?
He's in Kal Shas.
He's running.
Ben Hashmashes. Why is he running? Ben Hashmashes, you can't do it. Well, what do you can't do Malach Ben Hashmashes.
To wrap the Haggis around his head and see him as well.
It says
What's Eisa Mitzvah? No. No.
The
Rambam has his own sheet. We'll get to the Rambam. The Rimel O'Neil said, "What are you doing?" Yeah. The Adam Tarud Liknoi Sarche Shabbos Liknoi Shem Milaner. Okay, he's doing errands. He's buying stuff for Shabbos. Okay? So therefore he asked the question, so why are we talking about Ben Hashmashes? You can't do a Ben Hashmashes. Okay? So he answers that's the Hemshuch of the Gemara. That he explains, that's the Gemara's question. But the Gemara, which we didn't do yet, the end of the Gemara asks the question. So he learns that the Gemara's kasha particularly is that the Gemara says it had the banish mashes, so banish mashes. Now, even though Avada the heter is not only banish mashes, because he says the heter is to go buy stuff. But since it says banish mashes, so what means the heter also banish mashes? What's the heter banish mashes? And that the Gemara answers. So he says that's good for the Gemara's question. Okay, and that the Gemara answers. I ain't derech ben bris liyos oisk b'tzarach shabbos shkoyis shalz yuzim and mitzvahs and kain maibishus ikka mashani shiayitz mutif l'kras shabbos. That's what he's doing. He's going out to greet the shabbos. What you said? What? One second. That's what Rimel O'Neil says. Okay. That's what Rimel O'Neil says. The way he's learning the Gemara. Now, I don't believe that Mordechai means that. Everyone said he does. Say it. When the Eisa Mitzvah. One second. Eisa Mitzvah. 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 You have time. He's saying, Dafka, this Mitzvah, you don't have time. Why don't you have time?
Because
it's Ben Shmosh's pastor,
you missed it.
Uh-huh. He's saying maybe he may be good for this. He's not talking about Tzarche Shabbos. He's going to be Mil. What?
He said that
That mitzvah, is that mitzvah opposed to other mitzvahs, opposed to running to shul? That's what he's saying.
Those you have time for them throughout the day, you just delay.
I know that.
So this is on mitzvah,
you have
to.
They all have to. Okay, maybe. Could be means maybe he's going to the nil. The only mitzvah I'm talking about is he's running to Mekabel Shabbos and that's why you are limited because that you're going to do that Yanish Moshes.
Well, I think only that.
But one second. But upon him, either which way, but there is a diuk in the Mordechai. Like Avadit, like Avyazi said that if you are pressed for time at other mitzvahs, the chayav should be at lefi the Mordechai, not like we're saying lefi the Muki Yosef. Now,
is it
diak in the Mordechai?
Yeah.
But the only reason why he says that for other mitzvahs you don't have, there's no heter, that's dafka because you have plenty of time. But let's say lu yitzur, you have a case for other mitzvahs. Were you also pressed for time? Okay. Then it's meduyak in the Mordechai that you'll be pater. That's what I would like to take out of this Mordechai.
He says dafka on Shabbos or on any day.
He explains why. Okay? Now,
yeah, but back then they didn't have like fridges or stuff. You had to cook and bake and do everything like right before Shabbos if you wanted it to be fresh. So like that could also be pressed for time.
They could have done it in the morning. They didn't stop making food 10 minutes before Shabbos. The whole Friday were busy. It's still fed.
The wives did it anyway. They're not running anyway.
Now, what do I say? What?
I'm on Erev Sukkos.
Again, if it's talking about what? You're running for your little pastor? What are you running for?
Well, for Yom Tov.
No, so. Oh, so I mean, you want to, as far as the midst of Mekabel Shabbos, it could be Yom Tov. It doesn't say that Mekabel Yom Tov.
If you're saying
that's
what people do, then
you could
say it's also Yom Tov.
Who's the people
do? Run.
I don't know why. Who's the people running? What?
I mean, the youngest people are running.
What?
Nowadays, people are in the last minute.
Again, if it's Tzarech Shabbos, then fine.
Tzarech
Yom Tov would be the same thing. If you're going to Tzarech, I'm saying else the. But then the Benish Marsh maybe won't be, right? You won't have the Benish Marshes. Now, so this the Mugeyesu says that it's Dafka when it's for Tzarech Shabbos. It has to be Nikr. Are you doing it? Mugeyesu said in the Ramah that it has to be Nikr. Right, but if you're not doing it for Shabbos, it's not for Tzarech Shabbos, then it'd be Aser. So the Sma wants to say, and the Ramah brings this down. This is Mokiyai. So that Stam is leaning Tzarech Shabbos. I'm Yidur Shein Rotz El Shabbos Chpeitzov. The Shach Tzarech Shabbos Chayik Mevut. Zot the Sma. This is Dafka for the Ramah. He wants to say the Rambam disagrees. Rambam, the Rosh Bishos, Kadesh L'Dichon, as Bishabbos, Moin Eponi. Says the Sma, the Rambam has a whole different Mahalach and the whole Sugi. Rambam says, Perigvah, Allah has. Rambam says, a whole different song. Zerotz, in my Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashmashes, Pot Mevei Shurotz B'Shus, Kadei Shalai Tuchan B'Shabbos Uwein Eponim. Rama has this new idea of being rots to take care of your inyanim, they shouldn't be, they should be free. What does he want? Where is he coming from? What's this thing about being free? That's the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. Rambam says in Perek Lamed, Rambam says Ezu Kavod. Desham Bacham Shemitz Alad Marad Lichlat Pani Yad Raglav Bacham Be'er Shabbos Nekav Shabbos V'Sadav Tzitzis Yeshu B'Kavod Roish Yachul Hakbolas Pnei Shabbos K'mosh Yeitz L'Kras HaMelech Chomrei Shoyin When Kapsin Z'the Gemara Be'er Shabbos V'Sadav V'Aymin In Bo V'Neitzei L'Kras Shabbos HaMelech. Which the Rambam has a Shabbos king, not a Shabbos queen. So all that, whatever you have, you know, all you've been gone with the Shabbos queen, the Rambam, Now the truth of the matter is, though, there's living in the Gemara and Shabbos, there's two girsas. Is it Shabbos Malkasa or Shabbos Malka? Look at Shabbos, the girsa Shabbos Malka. Malka is a melech in Aramaic. Malkasa is a queen. But anyway, that's a side point. Ram has a Shabbos queen. The Shabbos melech.
That's a building like us. Kala.
Should we wear the kala?
What does kala have to do with the queen? Kala is not a queen.
Kala's a bride.
Kala is a kala. That's a different old. Kala is a whole different thing. The kala is because the Medrash says that Shabbos came to Kisrof and said that everyone else has a zug. I don't have a zug. Who's my zug? The Medrash says. Hashem said, "Klai Yisrael will be your zug." That's where we have over here the cross kala. There's two things over here. There's cross kala and there's malchusa. It's two different things. Boy, kala has nothing to do with the queen. That's a kala. There's another bechin of Shabbos, which is either melech or malchusa. The Ram has a melech, not a queen. But anyway, but the Rambam has this thing that he's supposed to sit there. Yesh bekayved roish miyachol. Right. So first of all, you see, the Rambam Al Karchach is not learning like the Rimo Nil that the Heter Ben Hashmashis is because you're running across the Kala. Korat Ben Chanan has a Gerasa, and Gerasa also has a Gerasa that the Mizan is Merakid. So, is Miyomer My Rishus Perish. He's dancing. Mokka for dancing down to the Kaisel. He's dancing for Kabbalah Shabbos. He's Merakid. But when the Rambam fakared, the Rambam has a very different approach to this being Makabal the Pnei Melech. It's a very serious avoid over here. Rambam says, Misatif betzitzis v'yeshu b'kayvid roish miyachol kabbalas pnei Shabbos. I think I once heard the Biskarov used to do this on right before Shabbos. He used to put on a talis, he's go on the mepeset and sit there kayvid roish. That only Biskarov knew how to do, and I talk about it in kind of Rambam. Talk upon the Rambam. It's a feel the Rambam. Rabbi say, feel the Rambam says the smart. So that's the Rambam. It's this thing about being ponu. What's meaning ponu? Meaning that when Shabbos comes in, you're supposed to be sitting just waiting for Shabbos. Not to be running around doing last minute things. You know, putting this away, putting that away, running around, even non-books of things, right? But just, you know, running around last minute. No. Rambam says, by Ben Hashmash is supposed to be, you know, by Kapol Shai is supposed to be Ponui. So, says this Malafi the Rambam, is Lav Dafka Tzarcha Shabbos. Any Tzarcha. Something to do with Shabbos. This is the Heter of Erev Shabbos. The Fidah Rambam is Lav Dafka running around doing errands for Shabbos. I have to take care of the deposit. I have to take care of this or that or the other thing. So it's also Mutl Fidah Rambam. Because the point is, you have to be free. So it says the Sma, Fidah Rambam, it's not only with Tzarcha Shabbos. Now, but yet the Rambam says, that this is happening Ben Hashmashis. Right? The Rambam says, in Hoyer Shabbos, Ben Hashmashis Potter. So you can't say in the Rambam, like Rimul Nil, that we're talking about that he's running for Mekabel Shabbos. That's the Hemshchel of the Gemara. He's running for Mekabel Shabbos. And that's the Gemara, my Rishus, and then the Gemara says, brings down the stories, of the Amoraim, they by Neitzei, etc. So the Rambam, you have to say that Ben Ishmosh is lav dafka, but then L'chor, why are we saying Ben Ishmosh is Pashas? The Rambam wants to tell me that has to be when you press for time. It's close to Shabbos, and you have to finish up whatever it is you have to finish up, and it's close, you have to say L'chor in the Rambam, it's close to Shabbos. Which would mean, at least in the Rambam, that which would mean in the Rambam that the Chayre, he would argue in the Gos Ashri, the Fizeh. Why? What does the Gos Ashri say? And the Gos Ashri says that when is the time, from what point in time are you Potter? Midday. Chatzos. It goes in the Rosh. Im hayu shneim rotzim v'zigazaz shlemcha. As Rosh is lemaher lechoyach lehochin lechavet Shabbos. He's busy praying for Shabbos. Says the guy's Ashri. Praying for Shrashi. Meterkach yishlumoid lav dafka ben shmoshes. See, lav dafka is the Gemara. Elo mishosh maskin l'sangat zeh Shabbos. Lefois, Levasha, Velitzlois, Rebbe Shos, Dahayin, Mechatzi, Yayim, Lumav. From Chatzais, that's when you start praying for Shabbos.
Why don't you just say Shabbos of Benishmashes? How does
Gemara say? That's a good question. I don't know. Because, well, he could have just said Shabbos, then he might think it's in the morning. So maybe. Is it still. What? Same amount of distance from Chatzais to Benishmashes as from the Chatzais to the morning. Okay.
Shimishon
Anagos Yuchalos
thingy in the Rambam says Benish Moshe's
Lab Dab
Giver.
In the Rambam? Yeah. Who says? Kemal. Maimini? Huh?
Yeah.
No, the Gos Maimini is the Gos Ashri. Same as Zerua.
I'm just quoting.
First of all. Gus Miami is Gimel. Quotes the Mardechai.
He's not saying the Rambam that the bench was just left out.
No.
April.
Huh? Gus Miami?
Oh, if one Rambam says bench, another Rambam says. To do two
mitzvahs.
Why would that apply to
the Rambam holds and Rambam
to do errands?
No. The Smaz, the Medag, and the Rama, includes other errands as well, because there's a little bit of time, and the reason is you have to be Ponui.
Right,
you don't do Shabbos, and you're not praying for Shabbos. The point is, it's not a heter of the mitzvah of Shabbos. It's that you shouldn't be, it's that you should be Ponui, it's that you should be free. Nothing to do with the Shabbos. Shabbos. See, wait. Let me just clarify something. In the Sma, the Sma saying there's a fundamental difference over here. What is the mitzvah? That's why he makes this chilvah. He says, according to the other Rishayim, according to the Muki Yosef, it's the mitzvah of being a vachana of Tzarechei Shabbos. That's the mitzvah. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah that we're talking about is the mitzvah of Kabbalah Shabbos. And that's why you have a snaf kanina. And that's why, again, we have two pshatim, and what was the Gemara's question and answer when the Gemara says, my rishus? The Gemara answers to go out to Mekalab Shabbos. So we said, fida rimul nil, what does that mean?
Well,
you're going out to go to Shabbos. That is the mitzvah. That is the hemshech Gemara, we're talking about Benish Moshes. Fida rambam, what does that mean? The Gemara is explaining what the heter of taking care of your errands before Shabbos is, because you want to be free for Shabbos, you want to be panui from everything, according to this map. According to the Muki Yosef, the Rambam, according to this map, the way this map explains the Rambam. According to the Muki Yosef, what's the Gemara's sushtel? And here, if you mayan the Mukhi Yosef, and you mayan the Goyim, So what is the Gemara bringing down? According to Mugyasif, we're not talking about Benish Moshes. We're talking about Tengiv Tzach Shabbos. So what does Gemara say? My Rishos, going to Mekalba Shabbos. What does that do with anything? Question that Ari asked me yesterday. What does that do with anything? What's Gemara's, what has been going Lekras Shabbos have to do with buying your cholent on Erev Shabbos? Yeah? So the way I understand from the Goyim, the way I understand from the Yosef, because look at the Goyim. What does the Goyim say? Kedarka, two words. The Goyim on this Ramah, the Ramah brings down the Yosef. Dafka b'stam. The Talina on the Tzarek Shabbos, but if it's clear that it's not for Shabbos, it's Aser. Says the Goyim, where is the Ramah coming from? Where is the Goyim? Ches, the Dafka. Kemosh, Kosov, Shom, Kedrav, Chanina. Mash, the Dafka, Kei, Gavna. Adkan, the Vona of HaKadoshim. What does that mean? Chinese, right? So what's the Goyim saying? Kemosh, Kosov, Shom, Kedrav, Chanina. Mashma, Dafka, Kei, Gavna. The Hainu. When it's nicker, that you're doing it for Shabbos. That's the Gemara wants. So the Gemara is making a tzushta. Just like, right, over there. They went out and had a right to do that. Litzarech for Shabbos, but, and it was there, it was nicker that it was for Shabbos. But if it's not nicker, the Gemara is trying to say, that this is what the Goyin says, the Mukyasev's right is. And if you look back at the Mukyasev, but that's what he means. After he quotes the Ramah, that has to be nicker, or the stomach is that's the Tzarek Shabbos. But if you're doing it for your own things, then there's no hatter. Says the Mukhi Yaisi, the Gemara Maisi, Hodder Rabbi Chanina, Ma'atif Vekoi, Apanya Demali Shabbata, Vama Boy Netzelka Shabbos, Malkus of Rabbi Yana, Merakit Vazel, he has that Girsa, Merakit Vazel, Vama Boy Kala. Loimar, says the Mukhi Yosef. This comes to tell me, the Chihai Nami Rod Mitzarech Shabbos. Mishum Shulich Vaidoi, Kolshkin Gesherod Mitzarech Kiyam Einik Shabbos, the Chsir Bekra. Says Mukhi Yosef, if they were running, these guys like Mukhi Yosef, they were running, they were dancing, and they had to do that, they had a right to do that. Okay, that's the Mishul. See, they had a right to jump around. I don't want to say not enough guys, but a right to jump around the covered Shabbos. Then says Mukhiyas, Kolshkein, when you're running lechvaydai the covered Shabbos, kisherot letzarech kimeinik Shabbos, when you're going to buy your stuff for Shabbos, Kolshkein, why the chsib bekra? The chsib bekra. Right? Chsib bekra. Where's his kra? Which pasuk? Where does it say?
By the man in Mashach.
What does it say?
It says that on the 6th day they prepared, they would gather them. Shalach pasuk hey.
Who told you that?
Probably linked to Mulud and Mishnah Berurah.
So the Mechaber, Hakaparim is again, we see we have a third Pshat in the Mukhi Yosef, Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. What is the Gemara doing? When the Gemara says, Ma'ir Shos, the Gemara brings down, they went out of the Kras Shabbos. What does it do with our Sugya? So we have three Pshatim. One is, the Gemara is gufa handling banish mashes. What's the hetter banish mash? That the hetter is mamish, just the case of the Gemara going out of Kras Shabbos. We have the Rambam. This is the Gemara is just telling us what is it that you're allowed to take care of all your preparations for, because to get to this moment, they should be pondering. That's the Rambam. And the Mukhi Yosef is telling me that the Gemara is explaining to me how if you're allowed to run for this, the Mekabel Shabbos, Kol Shkein for Kavod Shabbos itself. And that the Goyin says, from here we see that it's Dafka when it's Nikkel Kavod Shabbos, the Goyin adds to the Mukhi Yosef. That's the Mokka for the Ramah, that it's Dafka when it's Nikkel. And what does it says in the Pasuk? So in Simon Reishnun, the Mechaber says, "Yashkin b'boiker, b'yoyim shishi lahochin tzarech Shabbos." You should wake up early on Friday. Friday is not a day to wake up late. The Mechaber says, "Friday is a day to wake up dafka early.
That's to prepare for Shabbos.
The Rambam says. The Mechaber says. I don't need any comments from the peanut gallery over there. Nichsev says the Mishnah Berurah. V'hoye b'yayim ha'shishi v'achino ez ha'shay yaviyu v'goymer ha'chon lim d'ava v'os ha'mon v'os l'al the biker. Gets it. By the mon, it says v'hoye b'yayim ha'shishi v'achino ez ha'shay yaviyu. They went and gathered the mon, got the whole portion, etc. But it says that when they do it in the morning, when they collect them on first thing in the morning, there's a whole discussion, you know, let's say a guy, it should be before davening, unless they're going to run out of chalas, but they have a heter, but if you have a seder right after davening, you can wait till after your seder, but it should be right away. You shouldn't wait till the afternoon to go running around and, you know, getting whatever challahs are left. You should also do it in the morning, right away. Right up down. You're supposed to go by your challahs. Now, so that may be what the Mukhesef is saying, that there's a pasuk. There's a pasuk to tell me this. Therefore, buying stuff for Shabbos is more important than what the Meroim did. They ran out of Lakrath Shabbos. It's a very nice thing. No one's saying not, but the point is though, that's the cheshbon in the Gemara. That is what the Gemara is being medama. The head to run erev Shabbos, which is for your tzrachim. To what the Gemara is saying, to what they did, that's what the Gemara was saying. There's kolshkei. There's one more point. The Beralacha is bothered. Why doesn't the Rama bring down this Gemara? It's Gemara of Yashkin. More than the Shabbos, Kafid Zayin, Yashka Baike, Yamashishi, Vachim. The Ram doesn't bring this down. So Zot the Beralacha.
Doesn't bring what down?
That he's called Yashka Baike. Don't tell me that's your head there. Well, Sarah's brisk is over there, build it on the Ram says. I'll tell you what. If you go before Shabbos, sitting in the Kovid Rosh, waiting the arrival of Shabbos, then you don't have to wake up early Shabbos tomorrow. Okay. Now, says the Bir Halacha, Vev Shalayma, very sorry, Shesai Vadchim Paskin Babakama, Halach Yisbar Yehuda, Mash Madafke Ben Hashmashes, Shom Amirin Shurat Sarka Shabbos Leiva Baike. It's Mach Dafka. Some of it means Lav Dafka Menesh Moshes, but he's understanding that it's in the Rambam, and the Chayyim we move back down the Rambam also, that Dafka when it's close to Shabbos, when you press for time. But if you have all the time in the world, then there's no Heter. So therefore, he doesn't stay for the morning. The Chayyim is the mitzvah from the morning already. It's the mitzvah from the morning. So why is our Gemara not going to banish Marshall? The Chayyim from the morning. This is the mitzvah from the morning. So there should be potter from the morning already. Elmai, the Gemara in Baba Kama, Mam Beis and Aleph, argues on Rav Chisdin, Shabbos, Kuf Yizayin. That's the Beralacha one. Says Ram Pasuk Gar Gemara. That's the Beralacha Shtikl Tayr. Says the Beralacha, I maybe you want to say, Dein Laima, Dloihoi Lai Lara, Skimish Dain Yeshayis Beharbe. Maybe the reason why the Gemara doesn't say it from the morning is because you got plenty of time, right? So you don't have to run. Why are you running? In other words, what's the raya b'chav from our Gemara? It's no mitzvah in the morning, right? Our Gemara is popping the guy for damage, so that's dafka when he's pressed for time. But in the morning, you have all the time in the world. What are you running for? Like the Marachai says that when you have time, why are you running? Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Bir Halacha, this ain't it. L'chol dvar mitzvah, yesh mitzvah baritza. Every dvar mitzvah, there's a heter to run. There's a mitzvah to run. Like it says in Siman Tzadi, it's a mitzvah to run to shul. Not in shul, to shul. As the first in the Mishmur over there, once you're in shul, it's also to run. So even though you're very hungry and it's after shir and you want to get to the other side of the Beis Medrash because you're really, really hungry, you're not allowed to run. And even if you're running to get a sefer for Rabbi Shurkin, he's making you all nervous, you're not allowed to run. That's an aside. Maybe not an aside. The whole shiur was really just to get... No.
You're
saying
this now?
I'm saying
it. that is the thing you're allowed. The heads to run for
minutes. Now, so you're allowed to... What?
What's the question?
I'm calling the Bir'al Alcha.
It's all the
Bir'al Alcha. I says, oh, it's the mitzvah to run for all mitzvahs. So Meila, Taki tell me that you're not allowed to run. What do you mean not allowed to run? If you have a mitzvah, you're allowed to run for a mitzvah. All mitzvahs you're allowed to run for. So Meila, he says, it must be, if there's no hetter for the morning, it's only minish mash, it must be that there's a mechalikus asugis. That's what Halacha wants to say. Avay shitchais, he says. Then he, the yesh mitzvah baritza, loy patru, mehezik. Kiim lefnais erev, shazman dochuk, ve'ein loy pnai la'ayin, ve'lishmer as atzmer, ve'ez haritza shlo yazik. Says Mishabura, that even though it's a mitzvah to run, from the morning, why don't I want to tell you mitzvah in the morning? That's not going to pat to you. Right? It's not going to pat to you. Why? Because you know, even though it's a mitzvah to run, you got to be careful though. You got to be careful. Only Erev Shabbos, close to Shabbos, when you don't have time to be careful. So it sounds like the Mishabura, that this is a special heter, special p'tur. The special p'tur. What's a special p'tur? It's close to Shabbos. And you don't have time to look. You don't have time to be careful. It's a special p'tur, it sounds like. Maybe this would be another explanation of the Muki Yosef. Another explanation of the Muki Yosef that we started off with. Another explanation of the Muki Yosef that we started off with. Why Echad Ratz is even when it's Zer Chazet. But the Gabi the Ikka, what Mishmur here is being Daicha, Yesh Litchais, he says that it is the mitzvah to run, okay, but you're not going to be Potter. So now, if there's a mitzvah to run, then if all we were looking for in our Sugya, yeah, is Rishus, it's not like Muki Yosef. The way we start off with, right? The Pasha Pshat, the Echad Ratz Echad Mahalach, the situation is the same as Shneim Ratzim. What happened is the same, just that we need Shabbos, they should have a hat there, right? So if that was true, then L'chaira Mishru is wrong. If the Havana of our Mishnah is, of Echad Ratz V'Echad Mahalach, is just to get that should be Shneim Rishus, so he's saying you have right to run. It's a mitzvah to run. It's a mitzvah to run to shul. Yeah? So I'm running to shul, it's a mitzvah. That's Rishus. You can't say it's not Rishus. Second. You can't say it's not Rishus. It's Rishus to meet the run. Not only is it Rishus to run, it's a mitzvah to run. If that's all the Gemara wants is to make it is that to be Rishus, Shneim Rishus, then it should be from the morning. Elmai, maybe you could prove it's Takamachal Zasugis. But in other words, what he's saying would work in the Muki Yosef, who says that Echad Ratz V'Echad Mahalach is more potter than Shneim Ratzim. It's even by Hizik. So then the fact that it's Bishus maybe is not enough. The fact that Bishus is not enough, that you still have to be careful. And only when it's lachutz, we say that you don't have time to be careful.
Shkoyach, Rabbah!